With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's former personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is among dozens of Trump associates being granted full, complete, and unconditional pardons. They had been accused of trying to overturn Mr. Trump's 2020 election loss, said to be continuation of the process of national reconciliation. Eight Senate Democrats crossed party lines last night, joining Republicans in a test vote, passing a bill to end the government shutdown, funding the government through January. The Democrats' defections provided the 60 votes that were needed to advance the bill, which, once it wins final Senate approval, will go to the House for a vote there. Senate Majority Leader John Thune made a successful pitch for approval of the bill, which passed on a vote of 60 to 40. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, not pleased that the bill does not extend Obamacare subsidies. That's something that the Democrats had been demanding. Even if the Senate gives final approval, which is expected to that bill, the shutdown would not end overnight. The House will have to be called back for a vote, and then the bill goes to President Trump for his signature. It's a process that could take days. The shutdown now in day 41, and air travel continues to suffer as a result. The Supreme Court's landmark ruling that legalizes same-sex marriage nationwide will stand. The High Court has rejected a call to overturn its landmark decision, turning away an appeal from former Kentucky clerk Kim Davis. A blast of the season's first frigid air is bearing down on much of the U.S., bringing snow to some parts of the country, plunging temperatures as far south as Florida. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning. The NASDAQ is up 456 points. This is SRN News. President Trump is celebrating another Supreme Court victory. The justices are allowing his administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing passport sex markers that align with their so-called gender identity. The decision is Mr. Trump's latest win on the high court's lawsuit. As it plays out, the ruling halts a lower court order requiring the government to keep letting people choose male, female, or X on their passports. A federal appeals court in Ohio has ruled against the state's fourth largest school district in a case that pitted its gender pronoun policy against the rights of students. The full 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the suburban Olentangy Local School District cannot force students to call their peers by their preferred pronouns and punish them if they refuse to do so. This is SRN News. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, says he likes his job and he wants to keep his job. He is running for re-election. He's made it official. Last night, a federal appeals court ruled the Trump administration must fully fund SNAP food benefits. It will have to happen within 48 hours unless the Supreme Court has issues and intervenes in the case. And now there's word that the Trump administration has appealed to the Supreme Court. China is stepping up its drive to attract skilled tech talent from abroad. Beijing announcing a new visa scheme. It's aimed at wooing foreign professionals in both science and technology. Ukrainian drone and missile strikes have disrupted power and heating in two major Russian cities near the Ukraine border. That's according to local Russian officials. This report comes as Russia and Ukraine continue targeting each other's energy infrastructure. More details at SRNNews.com.